Welcome to the Midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and we'll have plenty of music during this hour, as always, and the quiz question pretty much in the middle of it, as always. And speaking of plenty of music, there will be some this Saturday, that's March 10th, at the UW Whitewater. It's a flute festival, we'll call it, and there will be a gathering of flutists, and one of them is with me. She's Danielle Breitzach, who is right now interim professor of flute at UW-Stevens Point, and you've been on the Midday before, so I'll say welcome back.
Thank you, Norman. I'm happy to be back.
Is this the first such flute festival, or have there been others?
This is the 15th flute festival.
That's a lot of flutes.
It is a lot of flutes.
And what goes on at a flute festival?
So beginning at 8 a.m., we have our exhibits open, and we have exhibitors from all over the U.S., including a few from right here in Wisconsin, including Hyde Music, Melk Music, and White House of Music.
All right. If you need a flute, for example, that would be one place to look.
Exactly.
And what about performances?
So we have several workshops and performances throughout the day. We have, I believe, performances starting at 9:30 a.m. going all the way until 7 p.m.
Performances,
one kind
or another. Wow, that's quite a lot of flute also. And so these flutists are, of course, they're from around Wisconsin, but I guess they can also come from anywhere in the country.
Yep, we have flutists from Iowa, from Michigan, from Tennessee, from Florida, who will be performing at the festival. And our featured guest artist is from Texas.
And she is?
Marian Gadegian. She's the professor of flute at UT Austin.
And she has a CD to her credit, at least one of them. And we have it here. And we'll hear a couple of performances by her, actually, starting with something from England.
We're going to be listening to the first movement called Meditation from Frank Bridges' Four Short Pieces.
Meditation by the English composer Frank Bridge from a set of four pieces played there by Marian Gadegian and the pianist. Remember who that is, Danielle?
Oh, geez, that riffed up. I know it's not the current pianist that she's playing with.
You can write it on a postcard and send it, but I believe that it's Rick Rowley.
There we go.
From this CD. And she's going to be the guest of honor at this flute festival that's taking place at UW-Whitewater on Saturday. That's going to be March 10th. She's playing a full-length recital then.
Yes, from about 5:45 to 7 p.m. Our final closing ceremonies begins at 5:30 with the announcement of the competition awards, and then she and Colette Valentine will be performing a full-length recital.
Well, let's hear one more from this disc, which is called Revolution. And now, our the pieces on this all for flute or originally for something else?
They were all originally for violin, and so this next piece that we're going to hear is Guido Papini's Saltarella.
A little something by Papini, and it's a good thing it is fairly little, because otherwise, where do you breathe in there, Danielle?
Well, some flutists can circular breathe, or we just take little breaths in between notes as we can.
Before you turn blue. Is it harder to come off of a lot of fast notes and then do a kind of a slow section the way she was doing there?
Especially if the heart is racing, yeah. It's mm-hmm. It's hard to kind of
down.
Calm down and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she did a masterful job there. That was Marianne Gadegian, and she's one of the featured flutists, actually the flutist of honor in this festival that is featuring flutes at the UW-Whitewater Saturday. That's March 10th, pretty much all day. And you're going to be performing too, Danielle?
Yes. Mihoko Watanabe, she's the flute professor at Ball State. She and I are going to be sharing a recital with some Ukrainian and Japanese music.
So quite a variety there. We'll have some fun with that.
Yes, thank you.